Well, Facebook just wrapped up their F8 Developers Conference in San Jose, California, the company trying to take control of the narrative after months of bad press over how it handles and monetizes the personal data of its users. KQED's Sam Harnett reports on the kind of messaging Facebook's leaders were using this week.
Last June, Facebook changed its mission statement. Instead of making the world more open and connected, it became give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. CEO Mark Zuckerberg kicked off the conference with that message.
But we also need to keep building and bringing the world closer together. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you for everything you're doing to bring people together. Have a great F8.
The conference is where Facebook unveils new products and features. This is Facebook's first major public event since the data privacy scandal erupted. The keynote speakers stuck closely to the mission statement. Within an hour and 45 minutes, they collectively said together, connect, and community 74 times.
Community, connect, community, 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 community.
They told the crowd that updates to each of Facebook's services would bring people closer together. They covered every product: Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram, virtual reality, which Facebook is getting into, and even a new dating service unveiled at the conference.
We think video chat will be a powerful and seamless way to connect on Instagram.
But millions of businesses are also using WhatsApp to connect with customers, from clothing companies in Europe to bakeries.
We're also building features to make it easier for groups to do things together, like watch video.
We're also bringing this to the Messenger platform as well. It's going to be a really fun way for people to use augmented reality to connect with their family and friends privately and in real time.
This rhetoric is nothing new. It has deep roots in the origins of the internet. For instance, the tagline of Well, an online forum from 1985, is more community than you can shake a stick at. Jan English Lewick is an anthropologist at San Jose State University.
There can be a touch of Orwellian doublespeak when you think about large corporations using these very human words like community.
Some of the people who came up with this language, like Jerome Lanier, who was involved with creating the first VR headsets, have criticized the co-opting of these terms. VR headsets, by the way, drew the biggest applause at the conference. Zuckerberg announced that everyone there would get a free one.
Is getting a free Oculus Go to take home.
After the keynote speeches, I went to the press area to upload audio from the event. I had to log on to Facebook's conference wireless network. Even the password was in line with the conference messaging. It was all lowercase and just one word: community. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett.